Warbirds over Scone is coming your way March 26 and 27, and you will see some fantastic sights in the sky. A lot of it has to do with this gentleman, Glenn Graham. Glenn, how you doing?
Good, thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing above Scone Airport that weekend.
Yes, I'll be there. I'm quite excited to be there, actually. I'm going to be flying three aircraft during their displays, all of them aerobatic. So my specialty is aerobatic flying, so we're going to loop and roll with smoke and noise, and hopefully entertain all the attendees.
Something to do with the motorbike there too as well, I believe.
Yes, that'll be Paul Bennett. Paul Bennett's in his Orthopitz Pro. There may or may not be a motorbike that's going to jump over the top of him. So that's going to be quite exciting if that happens.
Glenn, how does somebody get into acrobatics in an aircraft? Do you just sort of be flying around one day and go, you know what, this is not as exciting as it could be?
Well, for me personally, I grew up with a flying family, and the first time I went upside down was with my father when I was 4 years old. He strapped me and my brother in the back seat of an airplane and put us upside down, and I thought this was the greatest thing in the world, and I thought this is what I want to do. So I kept harassing Dad to put us upside down in the airplane just about every weekend. So I kind of grew up with it, and it definitely is the funnest part of flying.
I'll bet. Like anything, anyone who does something as often and as well as you do, you must practice a lot. How often do you get up in the sky and practice your routines?
Well, I'm quite lucky. So I practice at least once a week, but when I'm not doing air shows around the country, I do these adventure flights and take people up in warbirds and get them to experience G-force and aerobatics. So I might do that 10 or 12 times a week. So that really keeps my G-tolerance up and keeps me very, very current.
And I imagine you must have some, I don't know, earplugs or something like that, because the average person who's never experienced that in an aircraft before, their responses would be colourful.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So we wear earphones to keep the airplane noisy. The airplanes aren't built for comfort like your commercial jets.
Yep.
They're built for a purpose, and their purpose is to be as manoeuvrable as possible. So you'll see us doing manoeuvres that are going to defy physics, really.
How do you go when you're going on a commercial flight? Are you a bit fidgety because you're not behind the controls, or you would just like it to be a bit more exciting than what, you know, the average person's tolerating?
Oh, man, I get sick. I can't go straight and level. I've got to be going up and down and upside down. Straight and level in the back just does my head in.
Fantastic. We can't wait to see it. Warbirds over Scone, March 26 and 27. Glenn, I'm looking forward to looking up at you in the skies and checking out this show. It's going to be fantastic. Thanks for joining us on 2NM.
Thanks, mate, and I look forward to everyone to come out and say good day. We'd love to see you.